It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey guys, welcome back to Money for Lunch. Man, is the weather getting nice? You know what? It's just an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Gilbert, Arizona, Scottsdale, Phoenix, all over the Phoenix metro area. It is just absolutely fantastic. And you know what's interesting? I've lived in cold places like Utah and Colorado, and there, as the snow hits the ground, as the ski resorts open, the snowbirds come in. And these are people who want to get away from the snow. No, I take that back. These are people who want to get to the snow, right? They're coming from places like Phoenix that don't have snow, so they can, what do you call it, ski and have a great time. So living here in Arizona, snowbirds come in, and these are people who are running away from the snow. They want to get to places that are warm and where the weather's perfect, and you don't have to shovel snow. So sometimes one word will have dual meanings. It just depends where you live, or it depends on your belief system. Now, that was my segue, or that's my setup, for my first guest, Linda McCarthy. Dr. Linda McCarthy has a PhD in metaphysical counseling and is a board-certified life strategist coach with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Now, one of the things that her and I have talked about in the past is sometimes having, you know, what do you call it, struggling with our own identities, our own meanings, right? That was my setup for that. Maybe not the most elegant, but that was the best I could do at the moment. Anyway, Dr. Lynn McCarthy is one of our regular contributors, and as I mentioned, she is she has a PhD in metaphysical counseling. She's also a member of the Holistic Medical Association and a co-author of the number one best-selling book, The Wellness Code. Linda is also an inspirational speaker, feature contributor to online magazines, and a winner of the Editor's Choice Award for The Wellness Code. As a life makeover expert, her passion is to show clients how their thoughts, feelings, and emotions have a profound impact on your lives, mind, body, and spirit. Linda is located in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, but offers consultations throughout the U.S. Her website is newdirectioncoaching.com, and sometimes what we need to do is go in a new direction, don't we? Anyway, enough of that. It's always good to have Dr. Linda McCarthy here on the show. Linda, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Thank you so much. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I like to think of Tuesday as the beginning of a four-day work week. It makes it easier.
Oh, man, that's excellent. I'm going to have to use that quote. I love it. Tuesday is the beginning of a four-day work week.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this because, you know, again, you and I have talked about creating a more authentic life.
Yes.
And let me ask you, do you think people struggle with their identity?
Gosh, you know, I think more people struggle with this than we realize. You know, it's so much easier to just slap on a mask and hide behind it. Because for years and years, you know, we've been told what we should look like, how we should live, how we should act, what we should drive to be successful. You know, I hear that all the time. I feel empty. I'm drained. I'm depleted. But the thing is, you know, Bert, it has absolutely nothing to do with what they've acquired. Because I work with financially wealthy clients. But here's the thing. Their spirit is bankrupt. You know, stuff comes and goes. But we've associated our stuff with our identity. So when you lose that, you've lost part of your identity. And that's what I'm there to do. I'm there to change that. And I've been told many times that I'm one of the most unconventional coaches or speakers because I don't subscribe to the go big or go home statement. You know, each person has to do what resonates with their heart, not with their head. And we think we have to live up to expectations of our family, our friends, our peers. So we strive to achieve a goal that might not have even been ours in the first place, but we did it because we're told that's living a dream. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live someone else's dream. I want to live my own.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I always talk about everybody being created to succeed. And then I caution or have a disclaimer that not everybody is meant to be a Donald Trump or,
exactly,
you know, a Rocky, would call it Sylvester Stallone or whoever you see out there who's gone big.
Right.
I look at my father-in-law, who's really gone small. I mean, he's gotten all his kids through college, and there's so many of these unsung heroes out there. Him and his wife were married for 40 years. She passed away a couple of years ago. But they got all their kids through college, and they raised a bunch of good kids, and that was his thing. And he was one of those guys that was never – what's the word, tempted by the shiny objects that the world had to offer. So I love what you're saying there, that, you know, we get caught up on what everybody else is telling us is the American dream or what should be the American dream for ourselves, or let me rephrase that, what the dream should be for us. This is success. This is what you should do. Be a doctor, have a bunch of money, do this, do that. But if it's not us, just like your wealthy clients, at
right.
the end of the day, you're miserable. You're divorced
exactly.
three or four times.
Right, exactly. I mean, everybody defines success differently. So, you know, why try to place those expectations that you have on somebody else? I think it's unfair. I see that happen a lot with parents with their kids. You know, you've got to be a doctor. You've got to be this. You've got to be that. And actually, there was one situation where this kid was going through med school. He hated it. And he was on the golf course, and a gentleman had a heart attack. And they said, well, you're in med school, do something. And he turned around and ran. I mean, he panicked. That was not, you know, he didn't want to be there. I mean, that was his aha moment. Like, I'm not meant to be a doctor, you know?
Right. Well, let's talk about this. So what is your take? What do you think is the biggest factor in our inability to connect with who we really are or who we really want to become?
Well, you know, as I do, we live in a media-driven society. And
right.
I think ever since the advent of radio, you know, it's a company's job to convince us that we absolutely need their product or service. That's Marketing 101. And I majored in marketing, so I know a lot about it. And we were told you need to control their thoughts, their desires, their ambitions, entice them to purchase the latest and greatest. Or, like now, you turn on the television and we're all told that we have some type of illness or disorder and we need this drug. You know, do you know,
right.
Within 30 seconds of sitting down in front of a television, you will slip into what's known as an alpha consciousness state. And it's the same consciousness associated with hypnosis. It's a state of hyper-suggestibility. So the other day I was watching the news because I wanted to see, I just wanted to count ads. There were 15 ads, 15, for pharmaceutical drugs telling me all the signs and the symptoms of all these diseases that I could have, and I didn't even know it. So I better talk to my doctor about getting that drug. Well, I know about, you know, alpha consciousness, so I just mute them. I don't want my subconscious to be subjected to that type of brainwashing. You know, we're a prisoner of the media, and
yep.
I think now it's time to be released. You know, we're defining our worth through our stuff.
Yeah. You know what, and I like what you're saying there. We do build our identities on what kind of job we have and how much materials we have accumulated.
Exactly. But that doesn't make people happier. I mean, that's what I see all the time in my practice. People come in and they have the biggest houses, the biggest boats, the most expensive cars, and they are miserable. They're defining their self-worth by their stuff.
Right, and as a society, we do it as well, too. I mean, again, I'm going to pick on Donald Trump. No disrespect to Mr. Trump. But you look at him, and a lot of people give him a lot of respect a lot of admiration because, quote, he has money.
Right.
But he's also been divorced, what, 4 or 5 times?
Right, right.
So if you dig past the shiny objects, he might be good in one area of his life, which is wealth or accumulating money, which is great. We all need money. But he's obviously not good, or he struggles with, on the more spiritual, deeper things, such as holding a relationship together.
Yes, exactly. And again, you know, everybody's different, and he may hold money or, you know, in a higher place in his life at this point. Now, maybe later that might change, but, you know, right now that's how he defines himself.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that part of the struggle that we have is this, what do you call it, two messages that we're being fed? For instance, successful people have money on one hand, but on the other hand, we're told that things like love are really the things that count in life. But then, again, we're told, well, listen, you know, you can't pay your car bills with love. You can't build, you know, you can't retire on love. So we're constantly getting these dual messages.
Well, you know, I think ultimately, I mean, I have seen this because I've worked in hospitals and I've been with people at the end of their life. And at the end of their life, they weren't talking about how much money they left.
Right.
Either they were surrounded by people that loved them or they weren't. And so many times it was like, if I could do it over again, I would do it differently. Because really that's all that we have. That's all that we have to leave on this planet, truly. Money will come and go. But it's what remains in your heart. And I think if you love what you do, you will make money. You know, you'll make money at it. You just, everybody defines it by, you know, I hate my job, but I have to stay here because I'm making money. It's like, find something. You don't have to do it right this minute, but maybe be a little bit more authentic and find something that you may love to do. You'll make money at it. Trust me.
Now, people need to buy things, guys. So, you know, I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression. I like material goods. I like the finer things in life.
Right?
I mean, it makes us feel good. It helps the economy, right?
Exactly. But what I'm saying is pay attention to why you're doing it. You know, are you just following the popular view of the day? Do you feel inadequate if you don't have it? You know, I have friends. Good example. Just bought the latest iPhone a few months ago. Now, out comes the 5S and the 5C. Well, they have to have it. They have to have it, but they said, but I can't wait until the 6.
Right.
I was like, you don't even have the 5S yet, and you're already anticipating the 6. You know, we become addicts and enslaved to our things. So instead of us owning them, they own us.
Right. And again, that's a great example. You're right. Everybody knows somebody who has to have the latest gadget because that is part of their identity. They get attention that way, right?
Yeah, well, it feeds a need.
Yes.
It feeds a need. They had the highest 9 million, I think, sold in one day, iPhones.
Wow.
9 million. And they're coming out.
And you get to be part of that 9 million who bought that day, who waited in line. You get the story to tell. And like you said, it feeds that need.
Exactly. No thanks. I'll pass.
Well, let's talk about this, because I can hear this, you know, over the radio. How can people connect with their own authenticity? How can you rebuild that? What questions should they be asking themselves? Walk me through your thinking.
Sure, quickly. First, just ask yourself what really makes you happy, because here's the thing. Most people don't even know. They don't know what makes them happy. You know, what are your dreams? Your dream could be downsizing to a more simple life. I mean, one that affords you not just more financially, but emotionally as well. Do you know that 1 in 5 Americans use an antidepressant daily? So that's 20% of our population that needs a drug just to get through their day. And, I have clients that come to me because they want to simplify their life, but they're scared to death. And when I say, what are you afraid of? They say, I'm afraid of what others will think. I'm afraid that they're going to judge me. That never ceases to amaze me. We're influenced by what others think, but what makes us happy. But once they do it, They said it's incredibly liberating. You know, we're all impregnated with dreams, but our dreams change. And it could be uncomfortable, but birthing usually is. You know, dreams take time to birth. You can't plant and harvest in the same season, but at least plant the seeds. But most of all, just don't let people step on your dreams. You know, Lisa Nichols said, some motivation comes wrapped in sandpaper. So I say, don't be afraid to scratch the surface. You might be surprised at what you find.
Absolutely. I think that the whole thing about being concerned what other people think about you, you know, guys, I think some of us struggle with that more than others. And if you're struggling with that, if you're constantly concerned about your motives for, quote, making them happy, you know, maybe you're buying the next dress or the next iPhone or you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, that might be an indication you need a little bit of help. Maybe you need a little look inside, you know, whether to say a checkup from the neck up, right, Linda?
Exactly. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, so I want to say that because if you guys are listening and you're a little concerned and maybe some of these things that we talked about today resonate with you, check out Linda's website. It's newdirectioncoaching.com, newdirectioncoaching.com, and maybe going in a new direction is what you want to do. And Linda works with people literally all over the world via phone and Skype and whatever other technology. Linda, we're out of time.
Absolutely.
But always good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great stuff there by Dr. Linda McCarthy. And remember, don't let them dictate your life. Yeah, don't let them dictate your life. We love you, and we appreciate you here, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.